Tom King back here at KBU World Arena as we get set for the start of the second period. 2-0 Stevens Point. The goal is going to Jacob Dufresne and also to Tyler McHugh. Saves in the period. Ian Corbett had 16. Nathan Sicklerman had 1. So if the Lumberjacks had a supply of 5-hour energy in the locker room, I hope they took some of that because they need to get a little bit quicker here in this second period if they're going to get back into this thing. Bash outskated them and kept control of the puck way too long in that first period. They were able to score 2, including 1 late. They dropped the puck, and the Lumberjacks will have it in their own zone. Comes out of the zone to center ice, and Spash will grab it there, looking to get it in. Kobe Keller, he gets knocked off the puck. It's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles gets ridden off the puck. Landon Dale sends it up against the boards to McKinney, who sends it out. Spash defenseman will retreat and chase it down, send it back the other way. The schooler will grab it for each, flip the pass ahead. Nice catch there by Andrew Dano, but he can't get the puck deep. And it's grabbed by Keller for Spash. He gets a pass in, knocked away from him, and now the Lumberjacks can come back the other way if they can move it. But once again, a turnover in the zone. Andrew Dano had it taken away, but here comes McGinnity. Gabe McGinnity carries it in. Can he get a shot away? He does, but it's a flex wide. Spash will grab it and look to break it up. Long pass at center ice is stopped. That's Ben Feck out there. We didn't see him in the first period. I don't know what that was about, but he's out there now. And Romanski will chase it down behind the East net. Set behind the East net to the opposite boards. Austin Cummings will run it down there. His pass deflection in front. There's a shot that deflects wide from the high slot. That pass deflected right out in front. Tyler McHugh got a good shot away. Spash sends it in, but they need to tag up. The Lumberjacks will grab control of the puck. Romanski's pass, though, is knocked away. But he'll get it back. Still in the zone with it. And once again, they can't clear it. Out at the blue line, held in by Stephen Foyt. Sent in deep again to Skula. It's going to be pinned up against the boards. And Stephen Foyt gets control of it. They send it down low. Pass right back. Corbett makes a nice save on that one. A nice little give and go by Stevens Point and a hard shot from close in, and Corbett makes a glove save and gets a whistle with 15:09 to play here, second period. 2-0 Stevens Point. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeBorney Orthodontics. Or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Spash wins the faceoff and takes a shot from the slot that goes wide again. Centering pass out to the top, and Stevens Point holds it in. Krasowski, though, will clear it out for the Lumberjacks, and it needs to be chased down by Stevens Point's defenseman. Matt Point will grab it for the Panthers. Send a cross ice pass, and here they come, back the other way. Nick Page will carry it in. Page looks, got a man right down low. The pass is deflected up. Corbett gloves it out of there. Backhanded pass goes to the near boards. Lumberjacks will clear it out to center ice. Bash moving the puck very quickly here. Center ice there. That's stopped by Schumacher. Puck at center ice bounces away, and Romanski will run it down for East. Puck still at center ice. Nice interception right there. Here comes Andy Kravitz into the zone. Kravitz takes a shot. That's a flex off the skate wide. Picks up the rebound. Turns center and passes a shot by Krasowski on the backhand, and Sicklerman covers that up. First real good rush that the Lumberjacks have had. Cravens and Krasowski got some pressure on right there. But Sicklerman makes the save, and the score remains 2-0. Stevens Point, 14:03 to play, second period. Face off to the right of the Spash goaltender here. Puck comes loose into the slot. Lumberjacks can't hold his own, though. Comes out to the blue line. Pasula will backhand it back in. Stevens Point looks to clear it. Held in, though. Pasula walks it in. Can he get a shot? He gets taken down. The shot goes in on net. Pasula couldn't get much on that. And Sicklerman is able to cover it up and get a whistle. We're going to get a penalty here. Officials talking to somebody. Going to be a power play for the Lumberjacks. Spash is going to get a penalty, I think, for a hit after the whistle. Ben DeDaker goes to the box for Stevens Point, and I think East will have a power play here. So it's Jack Knuckles, Andy Cravens, Nick DeBornes, Andrew Dale, and Landon Dale out there on the power play. Official explaining to Dan Francis what the penalty is all about. Actually, we've got two Spash Panthers in the box here. Is that a checking from behind again? I'll wait for the announcement on that. But there are two Spash Panthers in the box. Two officials are having a conversation now. Now Mike Polkinen down below has wants an explanation. But each will have the man advantage here. If they can get one right here. Puck comes out to the blue line, held in by Andrew Dale. Back to Cravens. Cravens to DeBorne along the far boards. DeBorne stick handling, and he's going to give it up, and it's going to be taken out of his zone. And here comes Spash, shorthanded. The penalty against the goaltender. Sikkelman got the penalty for tripping the goaltender. But now we've got East with the puck behind their own end trying to set up the power play. Nick DeBorne did a little too much stick handling that last segment. Did not take it down. Well, DeBorne, as the puck now gets dumped in by East. Spash will grab it, but held in behind the net and deflected up and out of play. 1:10 remaining on the man advantage for Wausau East here. They have yet to get a shot away on this power play. They'll change the unit. Ben Peck is out there along with Jack Knuckles, Cody Krasowski, Sam Romanski, and Nick Pistula. And he wins the draw. Romanski takes the shot. The rebound goes to the corner off of the glove of Stickleman. Out to the point again. Ben Peck makes a nice move to get free. Takes another shot. That gets through. The rebound is there. It's still being done for. It comes out. Now we get a whistle. Stickleman dives on it. Lumberjack had an opportunity there. The puck was too far under the pad, but it was still visible. Dave McGinley was trying to dig it out of there so he could lift it. The sickle man was down on the ice, but he was finally able to cover it up and get a whistle. Lumberjack swing the draw again. Backhanded shot from the slot by Krasowski goes wide. Stevens Point grabs control of it, and they'll send it ahead. Grabbed at center ice by Ben Becky, backhands it. Now it's grabbed by McGinnity. He'll send it back to Romanski. Long pass ahead. Pascula gets stood up, but now Krasowski picks up the puck. Sends it in. Tough angle. Glove saved by Sikkelman and a whistle. 33 seconds remaining on the man advantage. 12:22 to play. Second period. 2-0 Stevens Point. Hockey brought to you by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at MinistryHealth.org. Faceoff comes out to the point. Romanski goes to Feck. Feck dances back toward the blue line, sends it off the near boards to Krasowski. He gets it poke checked away from him, and then sent the length of the ice. East needs to hurry. Spash has got a man in hard on the forecheck. Romanski gets there, and Feck is there to help him out as well. And here comes Ben Feck. He's going to carry it out. Flicks the pass ahead. Here comes Cody Krasowski. One man to beat. He goes down and gets blasted. And Spash able to clear the zone. Now here comes Stevens Point with a two-on-one shorthand. The penalty is over. Shot. That was blocked. Didn't get through. Lumberjacks can't cash in on the power play. Beck has it. Flips the pass ahead to Landon Daniel, who will backhand it in deep. He's going to finish the change. Andrew Daniel will give chase. Sikkelman came out of the net to play it. Now it's held in by Landon Daniel. He's just got a little bit more jump in their steps this period, but still hasn't been able to get on the board. Now Spash sends it back the other way. Trevor Holcomb will pick it up. His pass all intercepted. Here comes Stevens Point. Drop pass out to the blue line, and they'll knock it in deep behind the East net. Battle for it back there. Spash digs it out. Throwing pass comes out to the top. Andrew Brinney takes a hard shot. That didn't get through. Puck in the slot. Comes out to the blue line again. Another hard shot. That hits the skate and goes back out to the far boards. Dufresne flicks it in again. Now losing the handle on it was Bailey, and now cleared out off the glass by Holcomb. Spash quickly, though, wants to bring it back the other way. Holcomb now gets knocked down, and Spash able to dump it in deep again. Landon Dano sends it around his own net to the boards. and now he's able to clear it out. Run down, though, by Dufresne, and he wants to bring it ahead, now flicks the pass ahead. That rush stopped for a moment. Puck came out of the zone. Now it's grabbed by Knuckles, passes ahead to Kraselski. Kraselski will knock it in deep before he gets hammered into the boards. Bash looks to break it out. Held in for a moment by the Lumberjacks. Now they flick it out. 2-on-1 for Stevens Point. Into the zone they come. Shot. Corbett got a piece of that. It goes to the corner. Battle for it there. Stevens Point centering pass. They've got a man again. Hope checked away from him, though. And the Lumberjacks need to get it out, and now they do. Craven sends it ahead. Too far, though, for Schumacher. And Spash, once again, they always look to attack. There's a shot. Corbett got down and got a pat on that to the corner. Centering pass again. Bennett Thor. Corbett, the diving save. The puck loose. And knocked to the corner. They tried that backdoor play. Here's a shot. And a goal. Once again, Corbett couldn't get it set down quick enough. And it found the left corner between the pipe. And his pad, it goes in, and it's 3-0 Stevens Point. 9:24 to play here, second period, 3-0 Spash. Once again, that was thrown on top. On the ice, it got through. Now we're going to get a little delay. I think Pickleman's pad is on time, but now it looks like they're going to be okay. So we come out to center ice for a face-off here. 3-0, Stevens Point. And it'll be the line of Nick DeVorney, Ben Speck, and Austin Cummings to take this draw. Sam Moransky and Nick Mascula out there on D. Face-off at center ice. Grabbed by Stevens Point again. They knock it into the zone. Romanski will grab it there. That'll be behind the net. Centering pass by Stevens Point. That goes off the back of the net. Battles out in the corner. Goes around to the far board. Stevens Point grabs it there. They control it. Trying to pop it in between the pad and the post of Corbett. Instead, it comes to the corner. Grabbed there for a moment by Nick DeVorney. DeVorney avoids pressure. Now skates around pressure. Nice pass ahead. Here comes Cummings. Cummings takes it into the zone. Cummings battling pressure. Tries a centering pass. That deflects. Back to the corner. Stevens Point will grab it there. Carry it behind their own net. Breakout pass. Comes out to the blue line. Held in by Pascula. Pascula gets the shot away, but that goes way wide to the corner. Now here comes Stevens Point. They send the pass ahead. That's too far. Going to be an icing call against Stevens Point. And we get a whistle. 8:19 to play second period. 3-0 Spash. East Hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meat. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meat on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff will come to the left of the Spash goaltender. Austin Cummings needed to come out back out of the ice and pick up his mouth guard that came out down in the corner. And now we'll face it off. Come to the near boards. And then Andrew Daniel sends it behind the net all the way over to the other side. Held in by Landon Daniel. Shot! That got blocked. Now Landon Daniel goes high at the points up in the air. Got a backhanded shot away. Romanski steps up and holds it in. Centering pass, knocked away by Stevens Point. And here comes Smash back the other way. They flick a pass ahead. Romanski stops that rush and clears the zone. Stevens Point retreats, grabbing it with still a niche. Now they go back on the D. Gabe McGinnity getting some pressure on in the offensive zone, but now here comes Stevens Point. Long pass, carrying it in. Nick Page, his shot deflected, and out of the zone. McGinnity tries to grab a hold of it, but Spash wins the race. They go D to D with it and back the other way. Send it to the zone. Romanski will grab it, send it right back out. And then Smash will dump it right back in. Slides all the way around the net to the corner. Dangerous pass. McGinnity's able to clear it. Now he's got his numbers. They can control the puck. Landon Dingle skating around pressure. Smash able to get back on defense. Landon Dingle behind the net. He's got Krasowski in front. Sherry back shot. Oh, stick with a blocker with a bad save on that. A backhander by Krasowski. Smash able to clear the zone. Good opportunity by East right there. Maybe the best they've had tonight. Now an icing call against Stevens Point. And the Lumberjacks will get another offensive zone faceoff here with 6:47 to play, second period, 3-0 Smash. Game being brought to you by Cloverdale Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at tcuwausau.com. Faceoff won by Stevens Point, and quickly off to the races. Here goes Jake Jaworski. He beats one of the defensemen, and then stopped by Knuckles. Down into the corner. Smash centering pass that's intercepted by Krasowski. He looks and clears it off the glass. Here comes Andy Cravens chasing the puck. The Smash defenseman sent it back the other way. Krasowski, poke checked away from him at center ice. Puck pops up in the air. Grabbed for a moment by Piscula, then taken away. And Smash into the zone with it. Jaworski takes a shot. The save and the rebound put in. And it's 4-0. Scoring on the rebound with Kobe Keller. Corbett got the blocker on that, but instead of going to the corner like he wanted to do, it popped right down at his feet. And that allowed Kobe Keller, who was camping on the doorstep, to pop in the rebound, and it's 4-0 Stevens Point. Face off back at center ice. And once again, Smash will take it right back into the zone. Ben Speck will send it high off the glass and out. Coming in on the forecheck is DuBois. Kobe Keller gets the goal. Jaworski the assist for Stevens Point. Now a centering pass by Cummings is covered up by Sickleman, and we get a whistle. 5:53 to play here, second period. Lumberjacks will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Corbett had 46 saves the first time these two teams met back on December 10th, not having such a good night tonight. East wins that faceoff, holds the zone, back down in the corner to Borney. Now Spatch will grab it, look to break it up. And now we get a whistle, and what are we going to have? Penalty coming, I believe. And that is going to be against East. Austin Cummings is going to go to the box on a trip. And Smash will have a power play here with 5:42 to play. Second period already leading 4-0. Don't forget triple-header basketball tomorrow night. West and Everest in girls and boys hoops to begin. That will be followed by the East boys taking on Merrill as the third game of our triple-header. Hockey again on Saturday night. The Lumberjacks traveling to Minocqua to take on the Lakeland Seabirds Saturday night. We'll have that game live for you right here. And then East hockey, a makeup game on Monday night against Wisconsin Rapids from Marathon Park. Also live right here. Smash wins the draw. They have it on the power play. Now another penalty coming against East. Hermansky is going to be called for a cross check in front of the net. And they're going to call it interference. And Hermansky will go to the box, and now it's going to be 5-on-3. 5-on-3 for Stevens Point now as Hermansky goes to the box for interference. So it's going to be Landon Dano, Andrew Dano, and Max Pistula out there to try to kill off this 5-on-3. Smash with it. Centering pass back door. That one wide. They had Corbett down and shot it wide. Smash has it. And there it is. That's the first one. They got the man open on the back door, and now Corbett getting into it with one of the guys in front of the net, and then a couple of Smash players came over and gave Corbett an earful. All they have to do is point at the scoreboard. At this point, it's 5-0. And it's still a foul play now here for Stevens Point, 5-on-4. With 5:13 to play in the second period. 5-on-4 power play now. Didn't take them long to score 5-on-3. And Bash with it. Cleared out of the zone by East now. Bash will carry it back in. Big slap shot, and the blocker saved by Corbett to the corner. Stevens Point still controls it, goes all the way around the net to the near boards. Lumberjacks looking to get a piece of it so they can clear it out. Battle for it there. Stevens Point controls it out to the blue line. Now it's knocked out, and now a breakaway. Here comes Steve McGinnity. McGinnity will shoot, and Sigelman slows him. And a penalty coming against Stevens Point on the hook. As McGinnity got it in short-handed, and it got the breakaway, a hooking penalty coming against Spash. Sickleman made the save on the shot. McGinnity tried to stay on the ice, and Sickleman didn't fight, stayed down there with him, and stopped the breakaway, but it will now be 4-on-4 hockey on the hooking penalty against Stevens Point, and that will go against Jacob Dufresne. So 4-on-4 here now. Lumberjacks trailing 5-0. Puck is loose. Stevens turns, takes a shot. That deflects to the corner. Fash sends it around the net to the boards. And then clears it out. And here they come, 1-on-1 into the zone. Hope checked away nicely by Trevor Holcomb into the corner. Now grabbed by Cravens. That was Kobe Keller bringing it in again. Long pass ahead. And that's deflected by McGinnity. But it's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. They weren't on the... They're on the wrong side of the red line there, so icing is the call against East with 4:08 to play here in the second period. And a faceoff comes to the right of Ian Corbett. 40 seconds remaining in the East penalty. They'll have a bit of a power play at that point. Puck comes to the near boards. And East unable to clear the zone. Spash holds it in down into the corner again. Behind the East net. Pass, shot, Corbett. Glove save and it fell down. But kept hold of the puck. And we get a whistle on the hard wrister put on net by Jake Jaworski. 18 seconds remaining on the Stevens Point penalty. And then East will have a power play here. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Bash controls it. Tried to get it on net. That sticked away. Goes to the far corner. Bash sends it out to the blue line. Flicked in towards the net. It gets through. And then Corbett dives on the rebound in front. And we get a whistle. Just 6 seconds remaining on the East penalty. And the Lumberjacks will have just under a minute of power play time here. Face off to the right of Corbett, goes down into the corner. Grabbed there by Holcomb, sends it behind his own net. Now it's Leppel. Lumberjacks at full strength and on the power play here. Puck comes out to center ice, Fash controlling it and carrying it in shorthanded. Behind the net, still in control of the puck. Trying to pin it up. Now Knuckles comes out of there with it. Jack will skate. Now flick the pass ahead. It's grabbed by Romanski. Romanski carries it in. Sends it back to Feck. Feck lines up. Shoots. That deflect. It didn't go through. Went off the ankle of one of the Spash defensemen. Lumberjacks control it. Romanski takes a shot. The rebound's in front. Sickleman able to clear it. Comes out to the point. Holcomb holds it in for a moment. Now Spash is able to clear it out. Here they come, 2-on-2. Big slapper from the blue line. Corbett makes a glove save on that. Puts it ahead to Knuckles. About 6 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Romanski gets it in deep. As the penalty comes to an end, both teams back to full strength. Now holding it in, sends a shot. Goes high, rebound. And that was McGinnity. You couldn't get Nick and Knuckles. Jack Knuckles, who couldn't get the rebound and get his stick back on the rebound of a high shot after he kept it in at the blue line. Bash able to clear it. Now they've got a man behind the defense. Here they come, carrying it in. And Corbett makes the save, loses his stick. The rebound is grabbed by Feck. He carries it out. and we'll send it ahead. Bash will run it down with about 2:05 to play in the period. Long pass ahead. Bash carries it into the zone. Good stick handling. Back door, they had a man. Orbit made the save and directed it to the board. Romanski will send it around his own net to the opposite boards. Holcomb along the boards there trying to dig it out. And finally, East does clear it. Bash needs to tag up. They're going to dump it back in. Romanski will send it high up and out of play into the stands, then we get a whistle. A minute 34 remaining here in the second period. 5-0, Stevens Point with the lead. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Faceoff grab by the Lumberjacks this time. Andrew Dale now sent ahead by Gabe McGinnity and run down by the Spash defenseman. They have it back at center ice. Taken away, though, by Jack Nettle. He had his pocket picked. Now the puck slides through. Corbett's down in the goal, but there's a man in the crease. They're going to call it. Spash had a man way in the crease when that puck went in. And I think that's what Romanski's talking to the referee about. I don't know how they can count that goal. Corbett was down, but Spash had a man laying in the crease as that puck went in. But now we will have running time, 6-0 the lead. They're going to credit that goal man alive. I'll tell you what. I'll have to look at that rule, but they had a Spash had a guy laying down in the crease when that puck went in. Puck was shot in from the slot as the rebound came out there. But it is 6-0, Stevens Point. And we have a running clock now until the Lumberjacks hit four and get this deficit down a little bit. East wins that faceoff and sends it ahead. Pass go quickly back the other way. They are just one or even maybe two steps quicker than the Lumberjacks tonight. Kiskula has the puck sent it around the boards. Under a minute to play, your second period. Sent in from the blue line. That deflected, didn't get through. Devorney will flip it ahead. It comes out of the zone. That'll log with your boards. And it comes all the way around and to the opposite board. Shot flipped in and another goal. Now Corbett's just there in his head now. And Corbett just let that one go in over his glove and into the net. And Corbett has lost his focus here now. And anything Spash throws at the net has a chance of going in the rest of the night. This may be a good time to take a look at the backup goaltender for the Lumberjacks, Austin Jensen. He's just a freshman, just learning the position. He hasn't played at all this year. This may be a good time because Ian Corbett is, at this point, talking to himself back there. 22 seconds to play here in the period. We may see Jensen in the third period, but we'll see. Lumberjacks get it towards the net. Sticklevan sticks that aside. East holds the zone. Puck comes off the boards. Krasowski tried to get a shot away with the backhand. Couldn't get it past the defenseman. Still battling along the near boards. East holds the zone. Just 2 seconds remaining in the period, though, and that's how the second period will come to an end. And off the Spash Panthers are in command here. They lead it 7-0. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all of the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, and FM 93.9.